Happy Groundhog Day. In case you missed the news, Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow this morning. Neither did Jimmy the groundhog in Sun Prairie. That means they are predicting an early spring.
It's ironic because a big winter storm is hitting most of Wisconsin today. And here to break down the details of the storm and to give an outlook for the rest of the winter is Jeff Last. He's a warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Green Bay. Jeff, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Jeff, what are conditions like on the ground in Green Bay right now?
Well, the heavy band of snow has moved north and east of the Green Bay area, so we have a light snow and some snow pellets falling. We picked up a quick 4 to 5 inches of snow in the area in only about 4 hours, so it came down pretty fast when it started just after lunchtime.
So you said it's moved on a bit north and east there, but does that mean we're done, Wisconsin is done, or is this one of those storms with a 1-2 punch?
Yeah, there's definitely a 1-2, perhaps even a little 3-punch. The first one, you know, has gone through, I know, in Madison earlier today and through central northeast Wisconsin this afternoon. There are areas of moderate to heavy snow now in far northeast Wisconsin and in the far northwest and across much of the rest of the area, just some lighter snow showers or even rain showers around Milwaukee. The main area of low pressure, though, is still over parts of Missouri and in northeast Kansas, and that'll be moving in and anticipated to produce a second round of some precipitation overnight. Again, it'll be mainly snow across north and central and a mix in the far southeast. And then maybe a third area of snow, which we're kind of watching, that could develop tomorrow, midday tomorrow, and produce an inch or two of snow in parts of central and eastern Wisconsin.
All right, so the Groundhog Day blizzard or storm is not over yet. I guess it's not a blizzard, right? We officially know that this does not qualify as a blizzard, does it?
No, it really doesn't, although the winds haven't picked up yet, and I think overnight they will pick up a bit more. But even then, I don't anticipate too much in the way of blizzard conditions, which has a strict definition of 3 hours of wind gusts over 35 miles an hour and frequent visibility near zero. We're not going to have that. I suppose in a few isolated locations in the rural parts of Wisconsin, you may see that. But overall, nothing like what they're seeing in parts of Nebraska and South Dakota this afternoon.
Well, as an armchair weather watcher, I'm interested in the weather. It seemed unusual to me that this storm was so hard to predict. I don't think I can remember seeing so many meteorologists saying, well, we don't really know what's going to happen. The forecasts are different and they could change. It seemed like we didn't know right until about the storm hit. Why was that?
Well, that's not too uncommon, actually. We knew there was going to be a big storm in the Midwest. We knew that even early last week. That something big would hit early this week, in particular Tuesday, Wednesday time frame. The question, as often you know, is the case here, is the details. Where is that low going to track? Because that will, of course, tell us where that rain snow line will end up. And this time, that rain snow line was very close to the big cities in Wisconsin, Madison and Milwaukee. So you heard a lot more about it than perhaps you would if that rain snow line was setting up in northern Wisconsin. We probably wouldn't be talking about that. So when the big cities are affected, that's when we tend to remember those events.
Are meteorologists getting more cautious, do you think, about putting projected snow totals or weather out there before the models are clear these days?
I don't know if they're more careful, but certainly with social media, we do have to use some care when putting out forecasts before we have all of the available information. Because if you put out just a map with a bunch of high totals off of one computer model run or simulation, people will take that. And by people, I mean the general public, they'll take that as if that is the actual forecast, when in fact it's just one possible scenario. And I think in general people don't understand all the different computer models that we use to put together a forecast. And those models are simulations of how the atmosphere is going to react when the jet stream is producing these storms. And so I think we certainly are more cautious in how we distribute that information so that people don't misconstrue what it is we're trying to tell them.
We're talking with Jeff Lass from the National Weather Service in Green Bay, talking about the winter weather we're getting on this Groundhog Day and also looking ahead to what we might expect for spring, maybe an early spring, if you believe the groundhog, and what El Nino might have to do with all of this, too. So talking Groundhog Day, the prediction is for an early spring. The groundhogs in Sun Prairie and in Pennsylvania, they did not see their shadows foretelling an early spring. Are you on board with that?
Well, not because the groundhog is saying anything, but yeah, you know, we are in that El Nino pattern. We've been talking about that for months now, and our winter so far across the state is pretty typical of an El Nino type winter in Wisconsin. That means generally milder temperatures overall, less cold intrusions from the Arctic, and usually less snowfall than normal. And in general, that's the way it's been over much of the state. I would anticipate that trend to continue, although we are going to see some pretty cold air as we get into next week. Once this low-pressure system moves through, that's going to help to build a cold air mass that will drive south into Wisconsin sometime earlier, mid-next week. But, you know, that aside, I think overall, over the next 6 or 8 weeks, temperatures will probably end up being a bit milder than normal as we look into the future.
How long does the effect of El Nino linger?
Well, that's a good question. It does linger into the spring and perhaps a bit into summer. Not so much, though, in the Midwest. There's less of a correlation with respect to Midwest weather and El Nino as we get into the warm season. The correlation between El Nino and Midwest weather is stronger in the winter. I think the strong El Nino, which is starting to weaken a bit now, will cause that lingering mild conditions to continue into late winter and early spring. And after that, it's a little more difficult to use El Nino as a predictor for Wisconsin warm season weather.
Is there any kind of model or marker that you could look at to tell us what kind of summer we might expect if we're looking forward to summer?
Well, There's a special branch of the National Weather Service called the Climate Prediction Center, which looks at long-term models and global weather conditions. Their latest outlook for the June, July, August 3-month period is calling for temperatures to be near or above normal, at least a greater than 50-50 chance of temperatures near or above normal for that 3-month period. So there is some indication that the mild weather will continue.
So people who love the winter were a little bummed out that this storm, at least in a lot of places, was not quite as intense as we were thinking it might be early on. As a meteorologist, do you get disappointed when these big storms don't deliver?
I think a lot of the meteorologists that I work with and that I know, they became interested in meteorology because of the big storms, whether it's summertime thunderstorms or the snowstorms in the winter, and that certainly was the case with me. So, yes, I think there probably is some disappointment when a storm underperforms or doesn't track exactly as we thought, especially, you know, these winter storms. But once the snow stops, I'm usually glad if it's a bit lighter than forecast because it's less for me to shovel and snowblow. And I think a lot of people probably think the same thing.
Well, Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
That is Jeff Lass, Warning Coordination Meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Green Bay. He joined us there for a breakdown of the winter weather hitting Wisconsin and a look at the weather for the rest of the winter.
So were you disappointed by the, you know, because last week we saw that chart he was talking about, the misleading chart, it turned out, that said lots. Were you hoping for a big one like that?
I was a little disappointed. There is something kind of special about it, right? We all kind of band together. We go to the grocery store and buy popcorn. So, yeah.
Just popcorn. That's you heard the popcorn.
Bread,
before the
milk,
snow.
And popcorn.
Yeah, forget the milk. Forget the bread. It's all about the popcorn.